Thank you. Well, here we go. Thank you guys for being patient. This is Winfrey. This is...
All callers are muted.
I sound like Don Newsome tonight, apologizing to everybody. Hey, Don, if you're listening. We're doing our Monday night conference call, and, you know, this conference call is kind of happening more and more by automatic pilot. It's like there's really nothing going on, and we're just here. And I guess the conference line is kind of a prototype for, like, how life should be on the planet if it was operating at an optimum, where nothing's going on and we're just here. Unfortunately, it doesn't usually work that way on the planet. And it usually doesn't even work that way in human relationships. If people just stop whatever they're doing, stop their thoughts, stop and just be neutral, guess what happens? The love comes in. The flow comes in. The connections come in. But no one ever stops. Everyone is just too busy overriding with their own agendas or their own what they want to happen or their own things that have become patterns in their past, and they don't step into the moment. So I appreciate so many of you who have been boldly stepping where no man fears to tread, into nothingness. And here we are on the call in nothingness. But we're not alone, because we have good friends in high places. And those of you that are listening for the first time will be happy to know that we have a couple group souls that mankind has thought of as God throughout history that are tuning into this call. And I don't say that irreverently. I mean, I may say it a little bit, but I don't mean it that way. It's very special to share that. And many of the people that have been coming onto this call regularly have had the experience of that, that there's something happening here that is, I guess you could say, nonlinear, inexplicable, and not everyone has that experience. It's not meant for everyone. Some people have it the first time they're on the call. Some people have it the 10th. So I don't expect that anyone should act like they have it until they do. And I call this call a grand experiment. And it's a grand experiment that has reached a handful of people. And now I want it to be a grand experiment that reaches more than a handful of people. It reaches... Can we visualize it? Can we make it so? Can we visualize it? Can we make it so? Things happen because we visualize it. Not only because we visualize it, but we also take the steps that it takes to make it happen. Like, go in the door, pick up the phone, call the person. And so I feel like we're moving into a space where, just in the highest service, this has to go to the place where it gives more people the opportunity to have this experience. And what is the experience? Some of you know the idea of, and I've said this many times, use the analogy of that you exist in a matrix as well as in a physical body. And most of us are far less aware of the parts of ourselves that are in the matrix than we are of our physical bodies, because our physical bodies are not designed to experience the matrix directly. It's kind of like you got to get in through the side door. Like, some of the side door signals people have on this line kind of are pretty funny. Like, I'm not going to mention names, but one fellow says, I notice this feeling in my hands, and that's when I know they're present. Another person says, and if I happen to mention you, I'm not making fun of you, okay? I mean, the whole thing is rather funny in the way that each of us is different. If I could say, this is going to be the experience you have, then it would be nice, but it doesn't work. Some people just notice a tingling in their heart. suddenly they're on this call and there's a peaceful feeling and there's a tingle in their heart chakra. Some people notice little lights around their head. Some people notice they suddenly get relaxed. Some people notice that suddenly they want to cry because it brings up deep feelings that have been hidden. So there's not a common experience, but there is different experiences that people have that seem to indicate there's something special going on. And it's not something we're doing by trying. In fact, the more we try, the less it happens. But it's not easy to not try. I mean, trying is something that's ingrained in the human condition. Well, how do you try and not try at the same time? Well, just picking up the phone and dialing the number is kind of trying. And then once you do go that far, you're on the line. It's kind of like letting go and saying, let's see what happens. You know, we make some amazing claims for what happens on this call. Aside from me talking and sometimes saying something that might be profound and might not be and maybe even dumb-sounding, we have these voices that talk to us that are on the other side of the matrix, or they say they are, and they speak with a lot of authority, and they sound like they know what they're talking about. And when they talk, they bring in a huge amount of energy. And the way they describe themselves is group souls, where there's billions of individual souls operating as pure energy, and that aside from the specific information they're telling us, they are able to beam into your matrix, into your space, if you're open to it. They're able to connect with your matrix and become one with you and me and all of us on this call during the course of this call. So we are having kind of a cosmic communion, maybe reunion. I don't know what the right word is, but we have these voices that say they're doing that. They say they're working with us. And we're getting a lot of keys of how to work with ourselves. And one of the keys, as I see it, in working with yourself, is being able to stay above the miasmas, the quicksands of this planet. And everyone can look and see where their energies are placed. What is pulling on you? Now, you know, there's no rules about this. You know, there's no rules to say don't do this or do this or this is the right way. Because what's the right way, one person may be completely wrong for the next person. I mean, some person might be supposed to be a celibate monk and the other person might be supposed to be a sex maniac. And the bottom line is they have different bodies and different experiences. And the key is whatever you do, to be able to do it from a state of detachment and not being hooked into the particular image. Some people need vegetables. Some people need meat. Some people, you know, need this. Some people need that. And you can have all these things without being attached to them. You just do them and you finish and you go to the next thing. And it's kind of like some people need to take long walks and some people need to stay in bed all day. And there's no right way except to thine own self be true. And if you're not sure, and this is what I do myself, this is, if you're not sure what it is to be true to yourself, then experiment. Experiment, but while you're experimenting, try not to get trapped in this realm any further. But experiment and see what works, because you'll do this thing and say, nope, not that. And then you'll do the other thing and say, yes, that. And it's refining your physical body interface with the physical realm and learning you are going to have a physical body for a while. And while you have it, it needs to be happy. And if being happy means sacrificing everything and being a monk, then do that, if that's what being happy is. But if it's not making you happy, then you may be following something that you think is good, but may not be. In fact, if your body shuts down and leaves you unhappy, it's really hard to reach into the spaces of the other realms. And the other realms is where you expand, and apparently they respond to joy and exuberance and uplifted emotions. They don't respond, you know, sadness and sorrow contract you, and when you're contracted, even though you may pray, you have a harder time reaching those sources that can help you. It's a fine line, because we've all been sad. Some of us are sad right now. Some of us have this problem or this relationship problem, or we want to love this person and they don't want to love us, or there's all the dilemmas. Well, you know, just to be able to go through it without taking it too seriously, even when it hurts, just bite your tongue, go through the hurt, and keep learning. When you go this way, it goes this way, it goes that way, it goes that way, because if it's better to keep learning and experimenting than to be safe and do nothing, because then you're stuck. And if you don't have it right, you're going to go through the rest of your life without having it right. If you want to get out of this realm, if you want to graduate to this higher level earth, now, I don't know all the criteria of this, you know. I mean, I would say there are people that might be having insurmountable problems in this realm, making themselves happy. And yet they have enough of their heart open that when they die, their intent is high enough that they're going to go through a healing on the other side and graduate. So, but I know it. But on the other hand, if you're happy, some people look like they're happy because they're operating, you know, power can give you the appearance of being happy. It is, you know, it gives you the appearance of self-satisfaction when you have a lot of power over other people. And I don't know if those people, taking all the power away, can be, graduate into this shift. So I know that Ra said that it's living in the experience of the law of one that is the prime ingredient for the graduation of this realm. What is the law of one? It means that everywhere you go, you see the same energy. Everyone is the same person. Different expressions. Yes, it doesn't mean that the individual expression is not totally responded to, because it is. I remember when I was younger, people used to think of this as, you mean I'm going to lose myself? I'm going to just go into this big glob. And I don't think that's the way it works. It's like, sometimes it looks like that when people watch that from the exterior. It looks like people are losing their individuation. But on the inside, that's not what, in fact, people that are operating within the law of one, really operating, are more individuated. You know, it takes strength to surrender to another person. If you're going to love one other person, it takes strength to surrender to that person and become one with them. If you can't surrender, you're not going to have a loving relationship. You're going to have a relationship that's different than that. It's going to be, you know, maybe it's cooperative, but it's not loving. Surrender makes the love. It means, hey, when I look at you, I see myself, and vice versa. And when people see each other in each other, then there's a magic that happens. All of us that are on this line, we get on, we sometimes we talk, we BS. And for those of you who are listening on BS, if this is the first time you're listening, this is a conference call that's been going on for probably 6 or 7 months now on BBS, and it was going on for a year and a half prior to that. And it started as a result of me having all these guys in other dimensions start talking to me. And I noticed that when they would talk, there would be a change in vibration in the space. And I said, man, this is far out. I think a lot of people would appreciate having their space have a shift in it and have the connection with this. And so I asked them if they would come into a conference call and work with people, and they said they would. So while we're on this line, there are these voices that identify themselves as group souls that say they're monitoring us, and they're available to help us, and that their frequency is on this call. Just like you would tune in on a radio station, if you could tune into the right frequency, you'd hear the right station. Well, on this call, there's a frequency on this call, but it's not physical frequency. It's not even a frequency that you can define in physical terms. You could call it a psychic frequency. You could call it a matrix frequency. But it's a frequency that is on the line. And if you're open to it, it creates a resonance with you. And when it creates a resonance with you, it's yours. You have made connection. And once you make that connection enough, they become your friend. They'll work with you. They want to work with us down here. They need to work with us because it's only through people that are tuned into their frequency that this realm can shift and change. So we're creating a reference point of their frequency on this call, and then they've spoken to us, and they're working with us. And of course, when we create this resonance with their frequency, we have a number of things that happen. First of all, we know we're not alone. We feel that energy with us. Second of all, now this is one that's I can't prove, but I would suggest that it's probably true. When we die, if we've connected and we're in their frequency, they'll be there when we die. And there's a lot of protection from, say, more negative potentials. So I've read this, and of course I'm not dead, and I don't remember when I was dead. And that's one of the difficulties of this realm, because you don't remember this. So here's where you have to say, maybe this is true, that when you die, if you made that connection, then that connection will go on beyond this physical body. And it probably increases the potentials for a good afterlife experience, and certainly increases the odds that you're going to be part of this new earth that they're saying is being developed. So we're creating that reference point on the line. And if I stop talking and just be quiet, some of you can feel it. You can feel the energy. We do that. And I'll do that just so that I want to make sure that you realize that this is not me that's creating the energy. I'm just talking, and the space, the energy is, in fact, in the spaces. And I want you to feel the spaces more than me, because it's in the spaces that these interdimensional energies operate. They don't operate in your mind. They don't operate in your emotions. They operate in the spaces. So let's just take a moment and feel the spaces and invite those positive service to other energies in these other realms to join with us. They already have. They're already here. But I'm just calling it, bringing it to attention. And feel the space. Feel the space around you. Feel the space in the air around you, outside of your body. Feel the space inside your body. So I'm going to suggest that that's them. And when I say them, in specific, we've been communicating with two group souls, the Ra group and the Elohim group. And I'm sure there's others. There's archangels that are members of those groups. There's enlightened teachers that are members of those groups. When we talk about those groups, they're not simple agencies. It would be like saying, I'm from planet Earth, and you have, like, how many different planets here? Not different planets, different countries here. How many different religions? How many different races? To say you're from planet Earth doesn't really help someone know who you are. Except the difference is, if you're a member of one of these group souls, you're probably getting along with each other much better than people do on Earth, because they are operating already in oneness and cooperation. Competition, as far as I can tell, is not even close to their agendas. And, of course, they don't need food or shelter, as far as I know, so they don't need anything. In fact, I would guess one of their greatest joys is to make contributions to others and see it being picked up. So, we are like the recipients of their blessings in this group, and many of you have had experiences to validate that. And let me see. It is now 7:33, and we started a little late tonight. I hope we didn't lose all our listeners on BBS. 6:33. Maybe we'll take a calling in of the light and see if we can take that energy in our space, in our frequency, and turn it into a voice that will address us and share what's in our highest good to know on this Monday night. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person on this line, and any negativity be taken to the higher realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the Milky Way center of our galaxy through our bodies into the crystalline core of the Earth. And right now, we voluntarily, those of us who choose to do so, join our energies together. Join the parts of ourselves that are in other dimensions. And we invite those group souls, those angels, to join with us in one huge group energy. And we send this energy around our planet. And we are now all holding the light, holding the vision of that energy being anchored into this realm. And we are the vehicles that it's being anchored through. And we'll just take a moment of silence and Daphne's on the line, and she's going to let them speak to us. And could the source please identify itself when it comes in? Thank you.
One moment, please. We address you this evening, and we are very honored by your invitation and extension of your loving hearts into our realm, which incorporates the highest magnitude of service that you could experience as a human being in transition on your Mother Earth. Now. For these times in which you find yourself are extremely special in that there is a possibility for conscious participation in a frequency, a velocity, a shift, a octave leap, which, though taking place on a cellular level and biologically and physiologically part of a flow and part of a process which is ongoing, part of a huge, vast cycle, this particular time is unusual in that you are conscious participants. This has not been attempted before, this ascension process in the 3D from the place of conscious ascension. So the opportunity now which exists, vast, great, and cosmic in design, and know that you are very honored in participating in something which heralds a new mode, a new way. A new way of showing other galactic life forces what is possible when one descends into the realm of matter and has high intent of service and love. We do not say this is easy. It is only for those who are quite brave. Because what is up for you now is a complete and utter removal of all negativity in your sphere. This includes your past life tracks, which you carry stored cellularly in your bodies and in your bloodstream. This all must be purged. For many, there will be an intensification of sadness and grief, but for only a short time. Know that you are releasing.
Look at the word.
Release.
You are renegotiating.
You are recontracting with your higher self
what
it means to be an essence in a physicalized vehicle.
And so
there are
golden
opportunities ahead.
The next four months
between now and April
are filled
with a vast depository
of
ascension preparations.
The first
being release.
The second being renew.
The third being rejoice.
And
the fourth being realization.
It is
into this self-realization
that
you move now.
Do this
with courage and conviction.
Do this with the utmost courage and conviction of
your own blessed heart.
When you remain
in the space of the heart,
miracles
happen.
Miracles
give birth, and miracles
have
life.
Miracles
become your life.
What you thought
heretofore
not
in the realm of the possible becomes
actualized.
And you take flight
with
wings
which
you never dreamed possible.
As
the sea touches the land,
where the cliffs
fall to the sea,
There is a
joining
which goes
very, very, very deep,
very,
very, very far.
And you will
realize that this is partaking
in
your own self,
in your
joining your
physical life
experience
with
your
spiritual
essence.
This is
Archangel Michael speaking with you.
We are
associated with what you call
your galactic
center,
your Christed
consciousness,
and your
Elohim energies.
We are
part of the Oversoul Galactic
for
this sector of your Milky Way.
And in
this evening, we bid you the utmost
in welcome,
in conviction,
in courage,
in fortitude,
in generosity
and magnanimousness. For you
have come
to the precipice
and are ready
to fly.
This is
our message to you this evening.
And we ask
that you take this into the deepest level
of your
being
that you
never thought possible.
Adonai,
Shabbos.
Let's just take a minute of silence to integrate that. Okay, we're going to continue to hold this energy and take a moment, and we're going to focus it on different spots on our planet. Right now, we send this energy to the Middle East. We ask that it reach those in conflict and in pain and in war and in fear. We ask that it touch the hearts of those people who still choose to see people of other races or other nations or other religions as separate from themselves. We ask that they might be able to perceive the oneness is the truth. We send this energy to Washington, D.C. We send it to the legislative branch building of our government to touch the hearts of those people who are making decisions. We send it to the executive branch. We send it to the judicial branch. And we send it to the lobbyists. We send it to everyone in Washington. They might feel the spirit of oneness and make choices and decisions that reflect that. We send this energy down the eastern seaboard from Maine, New Hampshire, Rhode Island, Connecticut, New York, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Virginia, North and South Carolina, Tennessee, and Florida, and Louisiana. We ask for protection of this part of our country. We ask for interventions to prevent war and terror and to give a chance for this new vibration to anchor in more people. And we send our love to everyone listening on DBS Radio right now. We're in a moment, we'll be signing off from DBS, and we will be going through our individual light requests on our conference line. If you're on VBS Radio, we do these healing meditations every day, Monday through Sunday, and they're over the telephone, and you are welcome to join in. You can send me an email, winfrey@yahoo.com, or suzanne@higher-vision.org, and we'll send you the schedule. On Wednesday, we have a special conference call where you have the opportunity to actually ask questions to a channeled source concerning your own problems, your own dilemmas, and get very wise answers. To find more information about our Wednesday call, please visit www.theradiantzone.com. And God bless you all. Thank you for being here. We're going to sign out now from our VBS audience. And we'll just take a moment of silence to make the transition.